Right now, I've got a sponsor and a whole bunch of guys from Concordia, and Concordia has become, my kids went to Snyder, which I've told you, but Concordia has become one of my favorite other schools because of a lot of their activities and a lot of things that they do. I love their marching band. I love their choirs. I love their JROTC, and we're talking about that today. So let's do this. Let's go to their sponsor, who's here with us, John Schaefer. And John, welcome back to the studio, sir.
Well, thanks, Pat.
Now, when I talked to you last year, we were in the studio at my house. And by the way, that studio is still there because I'm just, if something happens, I got to be able to get on really, really quick. So you guys won this award down in Texas, and you won it last year, even though last year it was done virtually, right? You guys didn't go anywhere, but somehow you won
it. That's correct, Pat. Because of the whole COVID thing going on, it was done last year, we did it remotely.
Okay.
And this year, it was in person down in Dallas, which was a totally different experience.
Yeah, you're at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Arena there. Or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nice facility. I love Dallas.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. It's really funny. And I always fly everywhere. See, here's the Pat Miller rule. If it's over a five-hour drive, you put my fat butt in a plane, okay? So, but I like Dallas, and Fort Worth, and the airport's right between the two. Dallas is a very big cosmopolitan city. Fort Worth is nothing but an overgrown cow town. I mean, that's all it is.
Yes.
Great steaks, though. So tell me what this was like. Now, you've been dealing with these guys and some others who, and if you're listening, you need to learn to read a map. And so they're not here with us. But you've worked with these guys. What was the activity like for them? And after this next break, I'm going to talk to some of them and find out what was going on. What did they have to do to be able to go? What did they have to achieve to be able to win?
Right. Well, they have to do a lot of things. There's a whole bunch of different aspects to it. There's engineering, and there's programming. There's the design and building. So they're taking a robot that doesn't exist, but they sit down. They have basically a computer, the brain of the robot, controllers, different motors. They can use different sensors, and they basically have to look at the game. The game each year they have a different game, and this year the game was basically kind of like capture the flag a little bit. So, and then they compete against other teams while doing it, and they had to come up with a design a robot to best come up with a strategy and best design a robot to be able to achieve the goals and score points at all the points that they can in a 2-minute time period.
Wow. Now, I was talking to John before you guys all got here. I got four of the guys here in the room, and I'm going to talk to you after the break, but he was telling me that on some of the stuff, two different guys are actually manipulating the robot at the same time. Are any of the two in the room right now? You're one of them, right? Okay. That's got to be nuts. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm doing this with my left brain. Somebody else is doing it with their right brain. We're going to try to put all this together. Was that really hard? I'll just ask you right now. Tell me your name.
I'm Lawson.
Lawson, very good. And how hard was that to achieve? I mean, right when the first time you tried it, I'm running it and you're running it. Was that hard?
Yeah. First time we dropped a lot of goals. Almost all of them.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be like, I have a Ford Fusion, the Titanium series, out there in the parking lot, and if two of us were trying to drive that thing at the same time, I'd be dropping a whole lot more than goals. Okay. be dropping a transmission, be dropping all this. So, I mean, how long did it take once you started, the two of you driving it, how long did it take before you found a coordinated balance to where that movement between the two of you made sense?
We started learning about 2 months before we went to Dallas, and we were still practicing the week before.
Yeah. Were you practicing the week before, and you're like, this is not coming together.
Yeah.
Because if we take it, and it's doing really well, and then all at once it just takes off, and we fly right into a wall, that's not going to be good. We won't get a whole lot of awards for that. So let's do this. I'm going to slip away for a quick minute. When we come back, I'll talk through the four guys that we've got here because, quite honestly, talking to John, and I always enjoy talking to John, but I've already talked to him more than I want to. So we'll be back straight ahead. If you think about it, you might guys want to be really nice to John. He's probably the one that gave the false address to the other guys who didn't make it to this building. Some guys are on their way out to Roanoke to where there's another address from WoWo. When you get there, take a picture of our tower, okay? All right. We'll be right back straight ahead. This is Pat Miller at WoWo 1190 AM 107.5. We're sitting here talking to these guys, and we're talking about cake. And I don't know why, because I don't touch the stuff, okay? I've never seen cake in my life. Lie number one. All right, let's go. Let's do this. We're talking to the guys from Concordia, and we talked to the JROTC robotics team. So let me do this. Let me start with Lawson. And Lawson, before the break, we were talking of the guys that were actually directing the robot vehicle in the demonstration, all that. You were one of the two drivers.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it took you at least 2 months for you and the other driver to figure out how that was going to work?
Yep.
At first, did you, because this is my stupid brain, at first I would have said, it'd be easier if you just let me do everything. So you've got one person figure out, is it too much for one person? Or by doing it with two people, were you showing the judges something that maybe somebody else couldn't do?
Yeah, we originally only had one driver, but he got like overworked and he couldn't handle all the buttons to push and stuff. So...
When he had his second psychiatric breakdown, that's when you said we need to do something. we can't afford the counseling money. So by the time you got to the floor down there at the arena for the competition, you felt pretty comfortable?
No.
I love honesty. Were you guys all around while they were doing it?
Yeah,
right?
More.
How close were you to them? Like 10 feet, 15 feet? Yeah, talk. See, this is, I know you guys are brilliant. This is a microphone. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I mean, how close were you guys to the action?
So it's called the pit, where we're like driving around doing this stuff, and you're allowed three people per team in the pit.
Okay.
So it would be our two drivers, Lawson and the other one. And then either Ethan or myself would go up with them. And then there were stands not far away where everybody else was sitting.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. So, but you finally got it nailed down and coordinated and all that, right? And so now you think he's so were you pretty pleased with who did the better part, since he's not in the room? Part of the driving you did, or the part of the driving the other guy did?
Oh, Aiden definitely did more of the driving.
He owes you money, doesn't he? I mean, that's the only reason you would answer it like that. Oh, no, it was Aiden. Sure it was. Okay, let's move on down. We're going to go to Ethan.
Yes, sir.
Right, Ethan, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Nice cowboy hat, dude.
Thank you.
And like I told you, I have that exact same hat in my closet at home right now. Okay? Very solid. Okay.
Thank you.
So what was your main input in what happened on this team?
So I'm the chief structural engineer. I am basically the brains behind the construction of the robot itself.
Okay. So you're not messing with the electronics per se, but you're making sure that this piece fits that piece and that it's welded right and bolted right and everything turns?
Well, we don't do any welding. It's just all bolt together.
Okay.
And that's pretty much correct. Yeah.
So now, when was this tournament? When was this thing?
2 weeks ago, last week.
May 3rd through 5th.
Okay. Right. So where's the robot?
It's sitting in the... classroom collecting dust right now.
As you say, nobody knows, right? Are you guys going to put? You got to get your own glass case for JROTC.
Oh, I think we should.
And every year you rotate in and out that year's automobile. You know, whatever it is you're doing.
Well, the one from last year is in the case.
Is it?
Yeah. So yes. So I was planning on rotating it out today.
Okay.
But I didn't quite make it up there.
How many of you guys were not part of it last year? You were not part of it. It's time to throw that old thing away, isn't it?
If I wasn't part of it, there's no point.
Come on,
keeping
Queen,
it there.
Get rid of it. Throw it out, right? That's old news, man.
Yeah,
that's like an old girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. All right, so you were part of the structural stuff and putting it all together and making sure all the parts fit and it could roll, it could turn, it could do whatever it needed to do, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we go to Quinn. Quinn, what is it that you did as your part of the team?
I was the notebooker for the team, so practically I had the most boring job. I just sat there and I wrote everything that we were doing on the team, practically the plans of programming and building and how we were going to organize the team, and document it to an engineering notebook, which is in the actual field of engineering is a legal document in which protects you from people stealing your...
Stealing your mental stuff and all. Yeah, and you say it was actually the most boring, but if you didn't have a proper notebook, you wouldn't have won the competition.
Yeah, we would not have won. I came from two engineering classes before.
Okay.
From Concordia, and the notebook I had came into was terrible, and so I had put in all my specialties into that, and it ended up being a very, I would say, very good notebook.
Yes. Yeah. It was far superior from last year's notebook. Even though we won last year, this notebook was far superior.
Okay. When you said that about the notebook in last year, all at once, Simon had this eye roll, throw his hands up. Did you have anything to do with the notebook last year?
Not last year, but 2 years ago.
That one was good.
Okay, so 2 years ago was perfect.
No.
Far from perfect. It was solid.
It was sufficient, but it wasn't good.
Okay, now you're a senior.
Correct.
So you're getting ready to tap out, right?
Yep.
All right. Is that... Now, for me, it was marching band and concert choir and all that stuff. I hated the end of my senior year because I'm like, I'm never going to march on that field again. I'm never going to sing in this concert hall again. Was it difficult for you a little bit? I mean, you're glad you won, but as you're riding back from Dallas, are you thinking, this is my last one?
Yeah, I mean, it was great knowing that we, you know, went out with a bang this year. I mean, two-time world champ, that's
yeah, that's no small thing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. I was trying to make him cry. I just couldn't seem to get it out of him. But I don't want to make him cry too much because as soon as we're done here, he's going to help me with my computer. Right. So he's getting ready to earn himself a little bit of scratch. So do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Okay. He's going to have some extra money this weekend. Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay. So, John, let me ask you this question. What's the goal for next year? I mean, you've got two teams. One did it virtually and won the national award. This team did it live. In fact, they won two awards.
The team who won it virtually last year,
right,
was the same team who won it again this year.
That is
the
crazy.
Excellence Award. Yeah.
That's absolutely nuts. So how do you gear everybody up for next year? Is there an excitement now around the school, now that they see what this looked like? Are there other people who maybe said, I could do that, but I don't really know if I want to, and now they want to?
Yeah, I have another programmer on the hook, Sophie Stevenson. She was pretty interested in it a little bit, but a little hesitant. And then now that she's like, okay, yeah, we can.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is a female.
Yes.
Were there any females this year?
Yes, there were, but they didn't last.
Are you guys threatened that there might be a brilliant female on the team next year?
No, they left on their own accord and stuff. I don't think it. I'm not sure exactly why. I don't know if they felt they might be worked a little too hard. I think that might have been one of the cases.
Well, I think between Simon and Lawson, they were probably like pranking them and you know stuff
That probably is
you
true. Know,
you open up your locker and it blows up. Little things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Live geese come out.
Yeah.
But you guys that are back next year to school, you're going to be back on the team again next year. This is a cool deal, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Unfortunately, I am out of time, which I hate. Hopefully I will see you guys if I come by for the start of the AJ Arnett run this Saturday.
That's
and then
correct,
I have to leave for Indianapolis right after the gunfires. And then I'll get down there, which is sad because me and the 5K run, I mean, come on. Okay. I can't do a 1K walk. Okay. That's how that goes. But listen, first of all, to you guys, seriously, congratulations. This is an awesome thing. And the fact that you've done it, not only for your school, but for the city of Fort Wayne is a pretty awesome deal. And you've made your sponsor very, very proud, and I know he's proud. And win it again next year. We'll have you back again next year, okay? Maybe we'll be in the new building, okay? Yeah. And I'll have, like, cake and all that kind of stuff. Mm. See, I brought up cake again just for reasons I'm not going to get into right now. All right, those of you that couldn't make it to the studio today, all right, we're going to be back in just a minute.
Podcasts by Federated Media.